You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato.
When it comes to differences, the kind politely referred to as differences between the sexes, it's hard to keep up with the many ways men and women part company. A recent psychological study says the two genders prefer markedly different numbers of sexual partners. A best-selling book claims we come from different planets. And now a computer program tells us we write differently. Computer scientists in Israel have designed a program that apparently can detect if an author is male or female. Pronouns and identifiers are the tip-off. Moshe Kapel is one of the inventors of this curious computer algorithm. He spoke with us yesterday from our bureau in New York. We asked him to explain how the program works.
We gave the computer thousands and thousands of examples of female writing and male writing, and the computer cooked up the following differences. It said, hey, this is a way you can tell. And when we tested them on documents that had not previously been seen by the computer, it was able to get about 5 out of 6 right, about 83%. The trick is looking for those little words. For example, the prepositions for and with and the conjunction and are favored by women. They use it about 20 to 30% more than men do, while the preposition of is the preposition favored by men.
So women connect and men descend somehow.
Well, I try to avoid that kind of stereotypical talk because people come down on you for that. Let's just say that we looked at the numbers and we can tell if a document is written by a man or a woman.
Okay, let's give this a test. Now, okay. Earlier in the week, we sent you 2 anonymous writing samples, and you ran them through your program.
Let's
hear the first example.
I don't care about me.
Well, I care about you.
Oh, yes, but I don't care about me, and I'll do it, and then everything will be fine.
I don't want you to do it if you feel that way.
The girl stood up and walked to the end of the station.
So, what did you come up with, male or female?
Okay, well, this is a very tough passage, and let me tell you, I'm starting with the excuses, if it's okay with you. The passage is tough because there's a lot of dialogue in it, and dialogue has its own style constraints. When we look at the whole passage, including the dialogue, it looks like a female document. But we immediately suspected that we might be thrown off by the dialogue, and we said, let's go back and check it, just the narrative portions. Okay, so it's the author speaking in his or her own voice. Once we did that, it became very clear that this was, in fact, a document written by a male.
It's actually Ernest Hemingway. It's his short story, Hills Like White Elephants.
And he was quite definitely a male.
The passage does read a little bit like a little soap opera, though. I can see
why it would be hard
to peg it.
Yes, with the dialogue, the computer was, in fact, confused. But when we stripped it, everything was clear.
What about you? When you just read it over, knowing what the computer likes to do, what'd you think?
Oh, well, I trust the computer implicitly.
Okay, so you're confused is the answer. Let's give it another try. This is the second excerpt.
I fancy my father thought me an odd child and had little fondness for me, though he was very careful in fulfilling what he regarded as a parent's duties. But he was already past the middle
of life. Okay, how does this one score?
Oh, this is an easy one. This was definitely written by a woman. The tip-off is the fact that for, with, and are the common connectors here, and of is used very little.
This excerpt was by George Eliot, 18th-century writer who was actually a woman, born Marianne Evans. She wrote under a masculine pen name, of course, as did many other literary women. So you get 100%.
All right. She wouldn't have fooled us.
Is it important to know the gender of an author? Are there any circumstances you can imagine where it would be valuable to start running stuff through the computer?
Well, for us, it's an academic exercise. But in fact, many people have noted that nowadays with the chat groups and so on, where people are masquerading their identities, this could be very useful for identifying imposters.
Something to add to the CSI bag of tricks.
That's right. I always wanted to be on that show.
There you go. Moshe Kapel, thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Moshe Kapel is a computer scientist who developed with his colleague Shlomo Argaman a computer program which can tell the differences between the way men and women write.
Let's call the whole thing off.